Thank you for calling customer service. This is Joyce speaking, and how may I assist you? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, my name is Joyce, and how may I assist you?
Your name is what?
Joyce, J-O-Y-C-E. How may I assist you?
You're speaking with Paul.
Okay, may I have your zip code, please?
02842.
And thank you for that, sir. And that first and last name, please.
Wait a minute, I got to take you off my speakerphone.
Okay.
That's all much better.
Okay, your first name is Paul. What is your last name, sir?
My last name is spelt L-I-N-D-H.
Okay, and thank you for that, sir.
It's pronounced Lind.
Okay. And for security purposes, may I have the address associated with the account, please?
Yes, the address is 7 Admiralty Drive, that's spelled Admiralty Drive, in Middletown, Rhode Island.
All righty.
02842.
And thank you for that, sir. And I was able to locate an account associated with you. It does seem that you paid $7.45 shipping and handling in November to actually receive a fuel saver.
Wait a minute. Now, you need to receive a what?
You actually wanted a fuel saver. It was a free item. And you only had to pay the $7.45 shipping and handling to receive the item.
Well, I wound up paying much more than that.
Yes, sir, I do see that. That item itself was a welcoming gift for joining the Factory Direct Savings Store. If you scroll down in the terms and condition, it will also state that you will be billed the $49.97 membership fee 48 hours after signing up.
Well, I have not signed up for that. Don't know anything about what you're telling me. First I ever heard of it.
Yes, sir. That gift was free, but it was also a welcoming gift for joining the Factory Direct Savings Store.
Yes, and well, I'm not going to join that. The problem I'm having right now, this phone number I called, I just been billed again. $56.95. Well, I don't know what that is.
Membership.
Never had anything.
That is
now, this past week?
Yes, that is a membership fee that they have been billing you, and you all, the membership fee is what they're charging you for being a member of that Factory Direct Savings Store.
Are you going to refund that for me, please?
No, I can get you counseled out of that. Give me 1 second.
Because I've already paid $49.95 for a membership fee, and I couldn't understand what it was at the time. I canceled my bank account and everything else so that you guys would never do any of this for me again, and now you're doing it again.
Yes, sir.
You know, I know you only work there, you know.
That's correct.
It's a hell of a company to have to work for that's screwing people. But I feel sorry for you having to do this. Everybody has to work.
We are only a third-party call center, okay?
Oh, really?
Yes, sir. We're a third-party call center.
Well, you're doing a very nice job.
And thank you for that.
And you're very good at what you do.
Thank you, sir.
But I don't know what I'm going to do.
All right, sir. I've successfully gotten you canceled out of that, so you won't have any more reoccurring charges. You won't be billed anymore for that. Okay?
Am I going to pay? What about the one that's on my card right now?
That I was successfully able to return that to the card. It would be 3 to 5 business days, okay?
Okay.
Alrighty. Now, let me inform you that for each month that you were enrolled in that Factory Direct Savings Store, they actually loaded a $125 gift card in the email that you had provided at the time that you signed up, okay? If you go into your email.
It's not okay.
Yeah.
Because the first time hearing about it, I don't have, you know, that was done months ago.
Yes. So you have $125 each month that you were enrolled into that Factory Direct Savings Store. If you go into your email, there should be a link in there, and you can open up that link. You can use those gift cards to actually go online to the web store and purchase some of the best-selling gadgets in the world.
None of anything I need. The only reason I got that fuel saver is I had to close this thing out, and I just couldn't screw with it anymore.
Okay. But
when you get tired, I'm with the Attorney General's office, and we have people that take care of this. And we also make a public note of it if I have to. It'll be in the newspaper how you people operate. But you're so nice. I could never do this to you.
Well, thank you for that. But
and I know you're a third party. That's the problem.
Yes.
So I wouldn't want you to have to ever get into anything. I would take care of you if I had to.
No, thank you. Well, I've gotten you canceled, so you won't be billed any further. I do have a cancellation order number for you if you'd like to take that down for reference.
Okay. Now I just got to pull a piece of paper out here at my desk. I won't have to put a stop on that at my financial institution, do I?
No, sir. They will not be able, we won't be able to bill you anymore at all because you're canceled out of that, okay?
Okay.
If you would
go
like
ahead.
To.
What's the number?
Okay. It will be C as in Charlie.
Wait a minute. Wouldn't you know it? My secretary has used all the ink in my pen when I need it.
That's okay.
Okay, I got it now. Go ahead.
C as in Charlie, 259-097-705.
Okay, now you're going to repeat that to me?
Correct. I will. C as in Charlie, 259-097-705.
Okay. And what is your name?
Joyce, Joyce.
You are so wonderful.
Well, thank you, sir.
I'm going to wish you a wonderful week.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much. And you as well. And thank you for calling customer service.
Are you located in Florida, like it says?
I'm actually in Los Angeles, California right now.
No kidding. Wow.
Yes.
Well, anyways, would you like a fuel saver item? I'll mail it to you.
No, thank you. I'm perfectly fine.
No charge.
Fine. I know. No,
you
thank
can join
you.
My club. No charge. No, and I haven't seen any other offers come in on my computer or anything. Of course, I don't often monitor my computers, but other people do, and I'm sure they just erase stuff as they see it and tell me about it.
Yes, more than likely, yes.
So, I did make the mistake of go to my bank and the whole bit, and we went through this whole item. So that's what it is, and when it popped up, $56.95. For what I know nothing.
Excuse me.
And
yes, sir.
Where I paid this other bill before. The gift was a thing that just paid it. Because I can't it takes more effort for me to have to call you, Joyce.
Excuse me. Yes.
Just to pay the $49, but now it's getting crazy.
And I do understand that. Well, okay. You're completely canceled and no more reoccurring charges.
Okay, thank you. And thank you for everything.
And thank you. And thank you for the compliment. And you have a great day.
Well, the world needs more people like you.
We could use them.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.